Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will, be entertained.
It's more like that.
No, it's not.
Well, you be the verdict.
Oh, the McGregor walk?
Yeah. Isn't it more like this?
Yeah, no. It's more. It's
and this. He's all the flippy.
No, it's like this. I just watched it too. He's more like. He has like this. And then the arms a little bit out here. It's an interesting walk though. That's funny. I knew what you guys were talking about. You got it? Yeah, it's very swag. It's almost over swag. It's too much.
It is too much.
But it's you gotta love it. You gotta love
chameleon.
It though.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Oh,
welcome.
What a welcome! Oh, well, we have a great show. We have Casey
Gale, our random special guest.
I like to crash the party.
Yeah, he's our party crasher for tonight.
Yes.
We have a great show. We have, Strange Theory.
Spectrum Customer Service Nightmare.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got
Spectrum Cable?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it? Okay, I'm ready to hear this.
And we will help the listeners understand our troubles through a skit that we compiled.
Oh, wow.
A re-dramatization.
That's right.
Of the events.
Look forward to it.
And then our end of day song by The Chameleon.
Oh, don't do it to me. I hope we're not going to do this.
No. Okay, just the end of day song.
Yeah, no pressure. No.
I've lost friends. Okay, I just want you guys, some of my people are like, Prince fan? You claim you're a number one Prince fan?
For those of you who don't know, we do the Chameleon Kazoo Karaoke, and he has miserably failed.
Banned from life.
Yes.
It's horrible.
How many times have you been on?
Twice.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Okay. Is it third?
Three times.
Once. Twice. Three times a chameleon. I'm joking.
But
that's a Brian McKnight song, I think, right?
Brian?
No.
Brian McKnight. Once.
Lionel
Richie. Dreams come true. No.
I'm thinking Lionel
Richie.
No. But I'm impressed that you know Brian McKnight. Yeah, because
I love that guy.
Oh, wow. The things you learn.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the weekend, big news, UFC 246.
Is that it? 246?
It's 246.
And I was going to ask you guys this.
Now you're questioning me.
No, I don't know the numbers. I would never know the numbers. As far as I'm concerned, it's like UFC 5 or 3. Because I don't know. I'm not good at it.
Yes, it is 246.
And we are Facebook Live.
Facebook Live at LA Talk Radio. Yes, it is UFC 246. McGregor versus Cerrone. Cerrone. Cowboy. Mr. Cowboy.
Macaroni.
His face looked like macaroni.
Yeah, it was an interesting fight. Well, all 40 seconds of it.
40 seconds.
You know what? I feel bad for the people who bought the tickets. They're looking forward to the big fight, at least to go on a few minutes.
Yeah.
40 seconds. All right, have a great day.
Like, just think if you were late.
I know.
Just think if your limo got backed up a little bit.
Yeah.
You paid like 10 grand. Like,
oh,
yeah, we're going to see.
All right.
And you're walking in, everybody, like, oh, it's over, bro.
It's over. Yep. Took him down 3 seconds. Oh, man.
No, yeah. No. Did you see that? He did something with his shoulder.
Shoulder
that
got him.
Never
the shoulder knocked him
before.
Out.
Yeah.
No one's really.
That's very impressive
that.
How you can dislocate your shoulder. And then he started beating him with it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, like, that was pretty cool.
Like,
was
I like, missed
I never
version.
Seen that. I think that's how he gets his walk. It's so loose because he dislocates it, and then he's able to walk.
We should have people judge who has the best walk, because I don't know. His walk is something interesting, because it's just like, what?
He got it from someone, right?
He got it from Vince McMahon.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Because he did this thing. Obviously, it's not so much the way he does it, but that's where, like, if you look up Vince McMahon walk on YouTube, mm-hmm. you'll see it is definitely the resemblance. And they've said on UFC, Vince McMahon must be pissed.
I didn't even know Vince McMahon had that. I didn't think he was that loose. He seems more stiff to
me. Well, that's because he's had so many surgeries.
Right. And he did little roids.
Yeah.
And a little bit. Yeah.
I think he did roids.
I think everybody is a little bit of it.
Yeah. Well, now they test him, though. UFC didn't test. But they wanted to get recognized as a true commissioned sport. So they got to go by the same rules as boxing. So they had to test. Like, the few boxers fail like drug tests, but it's always marijuana. So they don't really suspend them. If it's marijuana, you fail. Like, just chill out for 28 days.
Yeah. Just yeah, exactly.
Just chill out. It's drink okay.
Lots of water.
We all drink. They're like, I don't smoke, but just relax. But anything that's performance enhancing, you will get suspended and barred. And because there was a giant guy. He went from wrestling to that WWE. What's it called?
CM Punk.
No. What's
WWF?
No.
WWE.
UFC.
UFC.
Yeah.
So there was
talking about.
There was a wrestler, and he had
maybe you should chill out for 28.
No.
28 days.
No. Cannot do it. No, do it. My mom's like, he won't do it. He won't do it. Yeah, but he went from USC to wrestling, and it was a giant wrestler who had a knife tattoo in his chest.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, Brock Lesnar.
And he used to fail drug tests all the time because he would come from WWE to UFC, and they're like, dude, you're dirty. Your tests are dirty. So he had problems. And that's when he would get off it. He would get his butt kicked all the time in UFC. But then he'll go to WWE and make bank, because who cares?
Yeah. Interesting.
Wait. I'm sorry. So I'm trying to follow. So they get high in WWE and he's tested that way? Or?
Yeah. See, WWE is more of a entertainment show thing. Yes. So they're not. They don't.
Too picky about drugs.
They're not too picky about drugs.
I didn't know that.
So then Brock Lesnar was kicking butt in WWE, and then he said, I have a wrestling background. I could do.
Yeah.
UFC, and they're like, sure, but you got to test you.
Got
and then he would get his butt whooped in UFC. But in WWE, he's like one of the big crazy characters.
Yeah, he is.
So that's the thing. So wrestling.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
I'm not saying wrestling is fake to all my friends who are wrestling fans. I know you guys will be like, don't say it's fake.
No, if you do that, that's like telling children that there is no Santa Claus.
It really is.
Yeah.
They'll come at your door.
They will get angry.
With forks and picks and everything.
My boy Fisher won the wrestling belt in a raffle.
Yeah,
he'll walk to the bar with it, like. But you feel it's leather and it's metal, it's heavy, and I'm like, damn, this is legit. And he goes, yeah, I'm the man. Like, chill out.
Take it easy.
So
stop.
You want
stop
what's it. Your conspiracy for the fight, you two? I know you have one because I have one too.
For this one, I mean, what can you say?
I can drop some math on you.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for
it? It's too late for math. No, I'm just kidding.
So, the purse for the winners for the fight, our guy McGregor got $3
million. Okay.
That's going to be his take.
Yeah.
Before the fight. The other guy, Cowboy, is getting $200,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, after pay-per-view money has all come in, McGregor's going to get $80 million.
80?
80. I just looked it up. 80 million after pay-per-view and all those numbers come in. Now, what's stopping McGregor to tell Cowboy, I'll give you $2 million. Just let me just kick your butt so I can get my name back out there. And just so I can, because going Mayweather's Instagram page, he's already put up the poster for McGregor Mayweather Part 2. You see how it's already rolling?
Oh. Yeah.
Because as soon as the fight was over, Mayweather posted on his Instagram page the rematch. McGregor and Mayweather. He needed him to win. They want him to win that fight. He was going to win that fight.
I thought it was odd how slow Cerrone started off.
And Cerrone's specialty is kicking people and knocking him out with his feet. He let someone knock him out with their feet.
I know.
And that's his specialty. Yeah, that's his specialty. He let someone kick him and knock him out.
200,000 though?
I just looked it up in the garage.
That's
in the garage. That's where we found Casey.
Yeah. 200,000. I mean, Rager is getting 3 million.
And he got gypped. He got
200,000 is nothing.
In the UFC, I would imagine at least maybe a mil, and then he gets 80 million.
I thought he would at least get 2 million.
Or 3 or something.
And you got to figure, jeez, if you look at UFC guys, you know they don't get paid that much from their purses.
You know what? I'm still wondering if Khabib ever got his money.
Yeah, because they were trying to hold it.
Yeah, because of what happened.
When he jumped over the top and kicked people.
I just found it so interesting how Dana White said, you know, it was the first time that apparently they noticed on their ratings that a lot of the pay-per-views were soccer moms were watching this.
And really?
Probably with their kids. And he was saying, you know, their families that were watching this.
Really?
And yeah, and I just find it so odd because, I mean, it is a bloody sport. I mean, that is the least of
anyone.
Our
families have lost the plot.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I just thought that was really
and
silly.
He's probably right, though.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody in my building watched the fight. Right. And there's some families.
Right, I'm sure. But, you know, my point is, if
his argument was, you were hurting families.
Yeah.
Like, no, I seen a guy kick. The last fight I saw before that, and I swore I'd never watch it again, is when, I can't remember his name. It was a Brazilian guy. Kicked somebody and his leg snapped in half.
Mm. I was like, I'm cool. Anderson Silva.
That's it. I was like, I didn't want to watch this.
I know. I saw that and I was like, oh.
Right. So.
He was just flopping around.
Oh
like
my
a,
gosh.
Mm-hmm. And then it's so bloody.
No, no children should be watching that.
He literally looked like a spider. And that's his nickname. The spider.
yeah. Well,
when his leg broke, it was like a little spider.
Stop.
Yeah, we say children shouldn't watch it, but.
No, I just thought that was quite the silly argument to, you know, try to justify withholding Khabib's money and out of all the things he had to put up with. Because, I mean, let's face it, you know, we were just talking about this. I don't think Conor would get away with so much if he was anyone else. But because he's making so much money for the sport as well.
You know, Conor?
Attacking people on the bus.
You mean McGregor?
Conor McGregor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting mixed up with Cowboy.
Oh, no.
You're right.
Yeah.
But see, they like that organized confusion because he sells tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They want him there.
Hypes it up.
So think about what we just talked about. He was going to get $200,000. What is stopping McGregor from saying, look, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you $2 million because I'm going to make 80. What's two?
Right.
Matter of fact, you can have my purse, my $3 million. I'm going to keep everything from pay-per-view.
Oh, right.
And Craig, Cowboy just went out like, you know, I'm just going to take this nice payday.
Well, you know what? Now that you mention this, we need to everybody watch out for Cerrone's Instagram if he starts all of a sudden
buying a photos. Bentley.
Right.
If he buys a Bentley.
I think this would make my face feel better. Don't believe it. No, but that is interesting.
And that's where we go back to the thing where we say the fight game is not more. There's no morals because Don King has been doing this from the beginning.
Yeah.
When Mike Tyson got out of jail, Don King booked him a whole bunch of sucker fights so he can get his name up again and get the purse up. So the first two guys Mike Tyson fought when he got out of jail were like, come on. There were nobody. So, but they wanted Mike to win and get that image back. So people were like, okay, now we can get the pay-per-view numbers up.
Well, I know that Cowboy Cerrone got that fight even though he hadn't headlined an event before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. You guys told me that. So, because I'm not big UFC.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just, you know, I have friends who watch it consistently. So when they have big fights, then I'll partake. But like I watched the Mayweather one with Conor. I mean, I respect Conor for fighting Mayweather in his field, boxing.
Yeah.
Now, this rematch, how are they going to sell it? Because we've already seen that Conor's not a good boxer.
Right.
And Mayweather's one of the best of all time, even though he hasn't fought in what? Since McGregor? I don't know. See, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I know that after.
Any of my friends, a few of my boys are watching. I see it. Anybody can tell me when is the last time Mayweather fought? I don't know. I don't know.
At the UFC, UFC related, right?
No, just in general.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because yeah. I don't remember when the last time he fought.
I think it's been years.
So they're going to have to hype this one up.
That'd be interesting.
I would love to see Mayweather. I would love to see this. Let's go one round boxing, the next round octagon style. One round, then go back to Mayweather would lose the second round, guaranteed.
Mm. Yeah.
Because Conor will get in one of them little locks and yeah. And it's too late for Mayweather to learn a new style and new technique.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's why Conor went over to his field.
Well, Mayweather wouldn't agree to fight an octagon. He'll get destroyed. Mm-hmm. Come on. That's a whole different animal.
Yeah, definitely.
Guys are really, really taking tap outs to the head, punch elbow to the head.
It was pretty brutal. But yeah.
40 seconds, though.
I know.
Yeah.
This is what you did in 40 seconds. All right, it's going to start. And you sat there and he went, all right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Somebody just had popcorn.
What happened? It's over.
Yeah. You probably walked away to eat something.
All right. You sat down. You did this to the bear. Like, oh, sip it. Look at it. Oh, Jesus, it's over.
It's over. It's done.
Really? The pizza hasn't even arrived yet.
Oh, man, right?
Nothing's ready.
What? Who's the other, the woman?
Oh, Amanda. No, excuse me. Holly Holm versus Raquel Pennington.
No, Ronda Rousey. Oh, so Ronda just think Rousey. Of how Ronda Rousey, when she does her, they're done in like 30, 40 seconds, maybe a minute, because she does that lock bar, arm bar thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, just think everyone who paid all that money is done in like 30 seconds because she does it so quick.
But, you know, people loved it. You know, whoever.
Yeah.
Was on her team. You know, if you're a fan of hers, people love
that.
Oh,
she fought on the undercard? Listen.
No, this was years ago.
Okay, because you guys got to understand, I am not into UFC. I'm not really into boxing anymore either. Even though the heavyweight division's coming back. But Ronda Rousey, but she's actually crossed over into movies now, isn't she?
Movies and WWE.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. See, that's where the money's at.
I think she found her niche.
Because then you're like, you're on lunch pails then when you go to WWE and kids like, oh my God.
Right.
I mean, I don't condone your child should be watching UFC. Yeah. That's a little bit.
No, definitely not.
Like, whatever she touches turns to gold.
It's too much because, I mean, 14 years and over, 16 and over maybe.
Mm, yeah, 16.
But you got to know, you know, there's not much discipline with parenting nowadays.
Oh, that's a whole different topic.
Parents. Here, entertain yourself.
Or like, oh yeah, we got him Call of Duty. He's okay.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
So now kids are just murdering people.
Video
and they're like,
games.
Oh. Simulation murder. Just, I killed him.
Yeah.
Because it's so real.
Video games are really bad for mental health. People are growing addiction over it. They are ending up with real depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
As a result of it.
You're right on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking bad about Fortnite. Trust me. To my friends who play Fortnite, I'm not talking bad about it. But I had a parent tell me, Fortnite is raising a nation of assholes.
Oh, wow.
The kids have no manners, and they're all in this game talking to each other. And then, you know, she'll come in there and be like, dinner's ready. And he'll hear him say, her child say to her friend, it's just my mom. Don't worry about it. Like, what? How you just play your mom off like that for somebody who's like, who's that person talking? It's my mother. Don't worry about it. She'll leave. That's how it is.
No, that's not right.
I used to be a video game addict.
How did that go?
I just got out of it. It was too, I was really too involved. I was getting too angry about losing in a video game, taking it out of people who's like, you know, we're supposed to be dinner a half hour ago. Like, just leave me alone and play the fucking game.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to play one more time, please.
Yeah, you're definitely.
And then you're like, this is not right. It's not normal.
It's not right. No, it's not normal. No.
Or don't talk to your friends because they beat you. Like, I'm not talking to him for a week. I hate him. Right. I've seen grown men fight each other.
Fight each other.
Fist fights.
Because
over,
of video games?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's just way too much fantasy and pride.
I never got into playing with others. I just mainly played by myself.
You love to play by yourself.
I love to play by myself.
That's sad. Play a little sad riddle.
I don't know. Is that sad?
No, I mean, because before they started doing, because I played games earlier when I was a kid. I never did it as an adult.
Yeah.
But during those times, they didn't have the headsets and communicating to others. So I just played like Resident Evil and Mortal Kombat.
I quit in the early stages of playing online where you could play people all over the country.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm going to tell you, it's very racial. It's very you say terrible things. I used to say terrible things. I don't know if they're kids. I played some kids in like Tokyo and say some horrible things playing FIFA, playing soccer. And
oh, my goodness.
Terrible.
I know I have a friend who she mentioned this the other day, that Dead Island Part 2, I think she said, it's a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Part 2 video game, Santa Monica becomes this like dead island. Mm-hmm. You know?
Was it like zombies and
like,
stuff?
Yeah, like Armageddon going on.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at what's happening in Santa Monica. But this was years ago. Mm-hmm. That came out years ago. And now with, you know, it's like...
Yeah, I went to the promenade about 2 weeks ago.
How was that?
It's a sad scene.
Yeah,
isn't it? It does look like a dead island.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just bad.
It's really creepy because on, and I'll actually show this to you afterwards, on, what is it, South Park in 2007, there was an episode of Night of the Living Homeless. Where a bus dumps off all these homeless people from different, you know, states.
True to life, though. South Park is so accurate about shit.
It is so accurate. And The Simpsons. It's like, you know, a lot of weird stuff with The Simpsons. My God. And
that's why you watch South Park. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't watch it. Someone actually sent that to me.
My roommate watches it. Really? Faithfully.
No, mommy.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want it.
And now what's going on now is there's someone on South Park who has a marijuana farm. And the person is now, because it's legalized, he's like, let's just mix cocaine with it. So they've made a hybrid marijuana plant that's laced with cocaine.
This is what I talked about with my friend, this mm-hmm. same friend that I'm talking about, years ago when they legalized marijuana. I mm-hmm. told her, I bet you, and we had this discussion, they're probably going to...
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, you know, because now it's for mass... distribution.
Well, it's going to be so much competition.
Right.
They're going to have you this marijuana. You can't sleep at night. We'll keep you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the insomnia. You want a little bit more amphi? You don't need more power to drink. Just drink this, smoke this herb, and you'll get everything done. And what's in it then? Huh. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. Exactly. But, well, we're talking about, I guess, strange theories.
Here it is.
And I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a woman that was found dismembered in the back of a U-Haul in Fullerton. This happened about over a week ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Almost 2 weeks ago.
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain.
Too early, actually.
When you?
I wasn't going to get to my strange
thing. It felt good still, though.
So... She, the last they that her family heard of her, by the way, her name is, they just released, Ashley Manning. And she was reported missing last year, November 13th. The last her family heard from her was when she got on a plane from Houston,
mm-hmm.
I believe, to get to LAX. Now, they haven't heard anything from her. You know, they didn't know a thing about her. Of her whereabouts, and then this U-Haul was found. Now, it was abandoned in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
Her family lives in Anaheim, and the U-Haul was towed to Fullerton.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did their inventory check, they discovered a dismembered body in the back, wrapped in plastic and a cardboard box, a la Dexter. You know,
wow.
a little Dexter. In there.
Yeah.
Very, very sad. Now, they say police did confirm that she did land at LAX.
In LAX.
Yes.
They can prove that
definitely.
With the video.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they need to figure out what car she got into, you know, all that.
Ooh, that was loud. Sorry.
But we rented a U-Haul not too long ago.
See, that's going to be my next question.
And we were late, an hour late. And they were just blowing my phone up. And I'm just like, if this U-Haul, you know, if it was abandoned and then it had to be towed, I mean, mm-hmm. What?
Who rented it, though?
Who rented? Well, of course.
It had been stolen. Exactly.
Who rented it?
You got to question them.
And who allowed the renter to get off so easily? Because I feel like it was abandoned for quite some time, based on the information I'm getting now. Yes.
Yes. So I've rented many Hugh Halls in my past.
We all have.
And what they do is now they check. Yeah. They say, okay, what is the phone number? I'm going to call it right now to verify. So now they call my phone and I'm like, hello? Yeah. And I'm like right next to him. Yes, it's me. You know, so
And they're like, hold on, I'm checking still.
I'm like, okay, do not hang up on me right now.
No, so they do that. So it's like if that person rented it, they need to have that phone to verify and everything. So why aren't they blowing them up? Why aren't they following
exactly.
up? That's my...
And also about, you know, like I think it was like 3 days or almost 5 days after the news first broke out, they said she was getting... she had run-ins with the law over... drug cocaine possession, but she was attending court hearings, you know, she was trying, and she was working with the judge and everything, so she wasn't a fugitive, nothing like that. Really bizarre story. The first I heard about this, I honestly got chills. And
then we had to close the window
because she was really getting chilled.
It
was a cold day. Yeah.
I discovered the window was open. That's why.
That's funny.
But, you know, you look at her photo, Ashley Manning, and you see, you know, she wasn't, it wasn't, you know, there are people that have had a life of crime.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that she, you're right. There's something...
Something
deep,
missing.
Something deep there.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of whatever the reason was why she even got into, you know, using cocaine or what have you, this really leads me to my strange theory.
Oh, okay.
Here it is. Strange theory.
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain.
I really believe, based on all the details that have come out about her. She dabbled, you know, she got, she messed with the wrong crowd. She was doing drug deals with the wrong people and she had no idea. This is what I believe. Strange theory, she got on that plane and she was a drug mule.
I could feel that.
Someone threatened her and probably told her, you better, you know, and she passed the drugs, you know, those...
She keistered it, balloons.
Keistered it, whatever, balloons,
I don't know how I know this.
And then they... she probably couldn't pass it out. It probably couldn't go through.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is
they need their product.
That has already been paid for.
Yeah.
They will rip it from you.
Yeah, they'll kill you.
Yep.
And I believe
drugs comes first.
That is what happened, and that is why they're not saying much about this, because it has cartel written all over it.
I was going to go there.
Yeah?
Because you can't trace the U-Haul to anybody.
Exactly.
It takes someone with power to be like, we got a U-Haul, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We got a truck. We can get rid of her.
Exactly.
And U-Haul's probably like, we don't know. This truck's been missing for 10 years. What the hell?
10 years.
10 like, years. I mean.
It's not in the system.
Why were they so strict with us? But
someone
yet again,
could
we're.
Be working at the U-Haul.
I was going to say something like that. No, it's okay. I was going to say something like that because it could be an employee. You know what, LAPD? You should be thanking me right now because I'm helping out your detectives big time.
Oh, they know. Yeah.
They probably already know.
They're just like,
they're probably like,
it's bigger than what you think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're
a mule, well,
no,
let me
but
say,
I don't know. I don't believe this girl. You see, I mean, I feel like she wasn't a career criminal. She just got involved
with
the wrong people.
She got herself in a bad situation. Someone is like, you know, you owe us like $1,000, which is not much in the grand scheme. It'd be like, this is what we need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go to Houston. You're going to swallow about 10 balloons. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
When you get to L.A., we'll get it out. We're going to give you some laxatives. You're going to shoot them out of there.
Yep.
I don't know how these things work. I'm not saying.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Don't ask, don't tell.
And there was probably like there's 10 balloons she left Houston with. They only got 7. They're like, we need our balloons.
We need the balloons.
And she's like, I don't know. That's all I have. Killer.
Killer.
That easy. And cartel don't care.
No, they don't.
And that's very cartelish. Let's chop her up pieces. She's already dead. Chop her up.
Yep.
And they obviously didn't care about whoever was at U-Haul. They're like, just leave her in the U-Haul.
Yeah.
It's untraceable anyways.
Yeah. So this is an update.
Kids, that's why drugs will lead to you getting dismembered.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, don't do drugs, kids.
Since we are talking about nightmares, on to our next nightmare.
Here it is.
Okay.
Spectrum.
Oh, boy.
You know what, Spectrum? You got some nerve hiring really sweet actors on commercials.
Oh, don't you hate that?
Just so telling misleading. Me all about how great your service is and everything and how it will be better and how you will make our lives easier with your services. That is a lie. That is a lie. Okay, so we've been dealing with this Spectrum customer service fiasco. Yeah.
Wow. Let me start, because this starts with me, because I'm the one who got it all looped in the beginning.
Yes.
So I'll tell my side of the story, and then you go in.
Go ahead, Chameleon.
Yes. My roommate and I are thinking to move to Spectrum, so I need to hear this.
Oh, okay. See what you're doing, Spectrum? Yeah. You just don't know the grand scheme of things and how bad customer service ripples throughout. You know, word of mouth gets out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wow. Okay, so I started off... I saw a Spectrum guy representative somewhere at a mall or something, you know, and then I was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing Spectrum in a business. And he got me looped in, but he, in order to go cheap, he got me into the residential side. So if you go through residential, it's cheaper than the business account. So I did that, even though my location is a business. So they end up doing that, and it was cheaper. And then I got a tech to come out. But come to find out, the tech never arrived. And then I called them. We got it rescheduled. Someone was going to come by. Never showed up. But supposedly he did. But he noticed it was a business. And he's like, this is a business, not a residential. Bye. And he never even showed up and came in and greeted us or anything. So so then I had to do this whole get him back on the line and everything. And then here's her story where she had to kind of follow up.
So I was on the line. I was bounced around because they said, oh, we don't have anything with this because the... To get into an account like the portal before you enter into your account, you have to give a security code. Mm. And they said, well, there's nothing in the security code. I don't know. And then they said, well, let me go ahead and transfer you. This sounds like it is a business. So let me transfer you over. I said, okay.
And I switched over to a business account, by the way. I already did
and
that.
And then they said, no, well, if you're trying to close out any residential account, you need to go to the residential department because this is a business. Okay, so I get, you know, all right. And then I got transferred again.
How many people
and then
were there?
I know. And then all different people, by the way, not the same person. And then finally I got transferred to billing because she said, no, you know what? This sounds like a billing question.
One of those.
You need to be transferred to billing. And I said, and she said, I'm so sorry. You just, because I told her, because I've been bounced around and they told me this. And I was, I'm so sorry. I feel so terrible doing this, but you got to go to billing. So I said, all right. You know, I just need to talk to whoever I need to talk to.
Right.
And finally, I spoke to a representative named Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Okay.
I bet Kaylee was sweet at first. Like,
yeah, it was. What about it? It was about 20 minutes after being, you know,
switched
around. Yeah, finally, okay. And she told me, "You're not on the account. I need you to be verified. Is there any way to verify this?" And I said, okay, well, you know, he's working right now, but could we do it through text, anything? And she said, sure, we could do it through text. I said, okay, great, fantastic. Coincidentally enough, perfect timing, I felt. He was on his break, and he was able to actually, you know, I was able to call him,
no
and we
problems.
Did this three-way call and all that, and I was able to get verified, and he cleared some things up
like
with the
water?
Account.
Yeah, we're feeling you.
Yeah, getting you're choked
you're
up
good.
Here.
Oh. You're good. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Let me.
I need to hear this. So far, I think I'm with you. It all started with the first jerk, though.
Yeah.
It all started
Who said, we're going to make you business.
Well, yeah.
Who said, we got you a great deal, buddy. And so I'm speaking with Kaylee. And then she says to me, you know, there's a lot that is exchanged. And she tells me, you have an outstanding, I think she related that to you when you were on the line, $59.98.
Okay. And I was like, I'm not paying that.
Immediately, he's like, I'm not paying that. And because we never technically, we're only using one modem.
Right.
You know, we're not using two.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I understand, you know, okay, well, you've already been verified. And I know who to, you need to speak to next so that we can finally close out the account. And at this point, by the way, it's like 20 minutes go by. And all of a sudden, I hear someone go, No, not 20 minutes. I'm exaggerating. Like 10 minutes go by. And then all of a sudden, I hear someone say, hello? Turns out, Chameleon never hung up and he was listening the whole time,
eavesdropping.
He's like, what's going on? Yeah, I just want to clarify. Sorry. And then he said, he tried to pin it on me. Yeah, because it doesn't, you had to hang up. Cause or else I'm still on the line. I said, "Oh, okay." Even though I was like, "Well, why couldn't you just hang up?"
Yeah.
But I didn't want to call him out. You know, it's like strangers. All That's right. Funny. I said, "Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry about that, honey."
There you go.
Loser. but okay, and then so then she transferred me. He's finally legitimately off the line. 59 minutes in. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she tells me before I'm transferred, but don't you worry. I will speak to the representative to close this account. I will tell them everything. I'll let them know you've already been verified. You won't even need, she said, to give your account number. Because it's everything. I got it here. Okay. And 59 minutes in, Greg.
Which is in an hour.
Answered. Yep. No, but I'm keeping track.
Yeah.
I've got this log. It's exactly 59 minutes. Okay, we're pressing. 59 minutes in, and then this guy answers. He has no idea who I am.
I hate that.
Didn't you just speak to Kelsey? She just said, nope, I'm sorry. Who?
Kaylee.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking. Casey.
You combine Kaylee and Casey. It's Kelsey. Which is awesome.
That's awesome.
And then he starts laughing.
About what?
That's what I said. I'm sorry. Is this funny to you? I tell him.
Did you curse once in this
You know what?
Exchange?
You know what? Let me tell you. No.
I think you needed to.
No.
Your composure.
And guess what? I kept my composure and he says, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm not laughing.
Oh my God.
I'm not laughing. Yes, you are. I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
I couldn't even believe. I thought for a second I was in some prank show.
Anyways, it sounded like Crank Anchors.
And then, and so I asked for a supervisor.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. This guy is the man. You know the
Gotcha. Sure. No problem.
I haven't even completed a sentence. And he's And then I start saying, and then he goes, you know what, ma'am? No, you need to be respectful.
Wow, they flipped it on you.
They flipped it on me.
What?
Because I told him, you know what? Your worker is so incompetent. He's laughing. And he's like, and you know, it's not professional. And then he's trying to say that I'm not professional. And I told him, you know what? You don't need to tell me how to behave.
Wow.
You need to worry about doing your job. And he goes, yeah, because I'm going to be forced to hang up, he said.
Yeah.
Because I'm being rude.
Wow.
The nerve.
It's interesting because, and this is all over the phone, and it just took me back to, and I'll just mention this real quick, when I was temporarily working at this retailer where this woman, because I bagged her shampoo and her dress in the same bag, she flipped on me and she shouted at me.
Oh my God.
What are you doing? Like really shouted at me because, you know, I did that. And I said, oh my gosh, you know what, ma'am? You're right. And I, you know, divided those things.
Like, here, I'm going to solve this.
And I gave her two bags. She dumped it on her dress. And I said, here you go, ma'am. Have a nice day. And she looked at me like she'd just seen a ghost. And this guy is threatening me that he's going to end the call after I've been on the phone now for about an hour and something. This is like an hour and 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
And he's threatening me over this.
Yeah, because you mm-hmed him.
You shouldn't have.
You shouldn't have did the what reckless. Mm-hmm.
You know, millennials nowadays, they know nothing about customer service. Well, and it was just at an hour and 27 minutes, an hour and 27 minutes.
Damn.
He finally told me, no. You can go ahead and return. Bless your heart. I see everything you've been through. Go ahead and return the modem at your nearest Spectrum. He said he had just spoken to the guy at their nearest store and then we could return it and the $59.98 will be completely waived off.
Yep.
I bet you when you go to the store, the guy's like, what? You can't return this.
And then we made a little compilation.
Well, we got the SKS mics at the scene and they picked up the whole conversation actually. So let's take a listen.
God. Okay, I'm going to transfer you now. And you don't need your 4-digit PIN or your account number.
That's okay? Kaylee.
Are you serious?
The rep who will answer will have everything in front of them, okay?
This oh, that sounds is great. Amazing. Thank you so much. Yes,
you're very welcome. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Welcome to Spectrum. Now offering Spectrum Mobile. This call may be monitored or recorded. Para español, marque 5.
What's going on?
Welcome to Spectrum. Okay. What's up? Who is this? Who am I talking to?
Wait a minute. You mean, was there not a girl that... Was there not Kelsey? Didn't Kelsey, the representative...
There's nobody of that name.
No. I was just talking to Kelsey, and she told me that she was whoever going to explain everything. She... Excuse me? Is there something funny?
This is my coworker Javier. He's so funny. Hey, Javier. You know, that one time that chick came over... And she was complaining about her account.
Excuse me, I'm on the line. And
oh,
I'm
man. Oh, that was
having
crazy.
An issue with an account.
Give me one moment, man.
This is absurd.
This chick is such a bitch.
Oh my gosh.
You
what?
You can't believe this. You're not going to believe who I'm just talking to right now. All right. Excuse me, ma'am.
No. Not another word from you. Let me speak with your manager.
I am the manager.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad I was of service to you.
No, you were not.
Spectrum will be leaving a survey. And I would appreciate 10 stars.
You're not going to get any stars. And I need to speak with your manager because this is absolutely absurd. You've been nothing but rude, and you haven't even helped me the least bit.
Well, that is true. what's your problem? What you got going on?
What you got going on?
Well, my issue is the fact that you can't... I've already been verified.
You've been verified by who? The CIA?
No.
The FBI?
The person I was just talking to, Kelsey, who said that she
there
was
going to There is no Kelsey. I don't know Kelsey and JoJo. There is nobody of that Kelsey name. I think you're referring to a singer.
No,
Kelsey
I'm not.
Kelsey and the Sunshine Band or something? No.
No.
There's nobody of that.
She said
there's no Kelsey that works
you
here.
You were already going to have my information, and now we can't... I can't provide to you the other information because... She already verified it through the owner of the account. And
all right.
We can't
what
get him on the line anymore.
What is your account number? I'll look you up.
Then the person that said you don't need a
account number. 763-8512.
All right. And what's your 4-digit PIN code?
8722.
I'm sorry. There's nothing on that list there. I'm sorry. I cannot help you at this point. Let me transfer you over to department.
No, you're not going to transfer me anywhere.
Welcome to Spectrum. Now offering Spectrum Mobile. This call may be monitored or recorded.
You guys been through this before.
You guys know.
Welcome to Spectrum.
Hello, are you the one in charge here? I need to speak to supervisor.
Welcome to the Spectrum. Spectrum. Home of the Spectrums.
Okay, that's great. Well, I need to speak to someone in charge.
Spectacular Spectrum, how can I help you?
Are you the person in charge, or are you just going to keep telling me about how great Spectrum is, which is not great at all?
How can I help you?
Oh my gosh. I need to speak to someone in charge.
I am in charge around here, actually. I am in Marcus. And I am in charge of this department.
Oh, that's Marcus.
Okay, his name really was Marcus. Well, you know what? The issue at hand is that the other representative could not verify me because he needs to get in contact with the owner of the account, which mm-hmm. that's already been done mm-hmm. by Kelsey. Mm-hmm. And the issue... This is exactly what happened. Can you just let me finish a damn sentence?
I understand exactly what you're going through.
You're not understanding anything. How can you understand what
I've been through the same thing. I mean, once upon a time in Mexico, I was just walking along, and this person was talking to me. And come to find out, I had my earphones on the whole time. Can you believe it? I know exactly what you're going through. Excuse me, that is super rude.
Oh, really?
That is really uncalled for. I'm going to get my supervisor on this one.
You should talk. I thought you were the supervisor.
I am the supervisor of this department. I'm going to get the supervisor of the higher up departments that is above all of us.
Okay, well, I don't even sounds like a loser. Know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. This is spectacular, you know, Spectrum. Okay, we are just spectacular. And
you are awful.
Awfully,
you can't do your job.
Spectacular.
You're awfully incompetent, and you have not helped me one bit. Stop with your Be a professional.
I am a professional.
No, you're not.
Professional.
You should see me at this club I'm at. I go to every Friday night. I am super professional. You should see me.
What's going
really
on, Marcus?
I'd rather not.
So, anyways,
I'm sure.
You know what? I'm just going to put you on hold for just 1 second.
This is incredible. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Can you believe this? Right? Well, you know what? Little do they know that I am a co-host of a podcast. Guess what my next topic will be? Exactly.
Excuse me, Mary.
Spectrum.
Yes,
you, Mary. Yes, this is Marcus.
Oh, great.
And yes, I see that all your information is right here. Oh my goodness. My goodness, my poor little girl dear. Oh, I am so sorry you had to go through this. Oh, my heart breaks. My heart breaks for you.
Now, do you understand my frustration?
I understand. I am so sorry. And you know what? I have everything in front of me right now.
Of a sudden, you can do your job.
Yes, I see everything now. It is super clear, okay?
Okay.
And you know what? Of that, the charge of the $60, poof, it just went away.
Poof.
Oh,
it
really?
Just disappeared on me. I don't know where it went. Wink, wink.
Okay. All right. So,
you don't have to worry about
any charge. So you're saying
charge.
That I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have to worry about a thing.
Okay, so if I return this modem that I don't even need anymore.
What modem?
Okay, so if I return it, then I don't owe the 60, right? The $59.98.
The 60 has just went up in space. It's disappeared.
So poofed. I will be brought down to zero once I return it.
What?
Exactly.
And I can go ahead and walk in and do this.
Yes.
And are you writing this on the notes?
It's everything's right in front of me. I'm a super fast typer.
Okay. And
super spectacular because we're Spectacular Spectrum.
Okay.
And I'm just super fast.
All right.
I don't trust Marcus.
This call is being recorded, right?
Let me tell you what
happened.
Yes,
it is being recorded. Yes.
Okay.
I just hit record. So it's being recorded as we speak right now.
Hit record.
Okay, well, better late than never. So if I go into the store and return this, my account will be dropped to zero.
You said you have a podcast, right? I overheard something about podcasts. Tell me more about your podcast.
not the time, Marcus.
Not the time, bro.
I'd rather not.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling Spectacular Spectrum. And you have yourself a great special day.
Okay, well, I'm glad this could at least be fixed.
Bye for now.
Bye. Okay.
That was great.
You know what? When I said, I actually did pretend to talk to someone and mm-hmm. say that about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then literally right after when he got on, all of a sudden, he could feel my pain. All of a sudden, he was so nice. All of a sudden, he was like, yeah. Bless. He literally said to me, bless your heart. Oh my gosh, I see here. And I called in 2 days later. And guess what? No notes whatsoever.
No notes.
No notes.
So there's no record of it.
There's no record.
Oh my gosh. We got to start from square one again. Well, that is the show for tonight. I am sorry.
Wow.
Thank you, Casey, for coming in.
I think we'll just stay with AT&T U-verse then.
I think so.
You should just stick with that.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. And remember, when Cheech and Chong shares a bong, jam on!
Yes. Shout out to everybody.
Have a strange night.
The Mentality Show crew, shout out to you.
Yes.
Have a strange night.
Wow, that sucked.
That did suck.
I felt your pains.
Yes.
Because that was an hour and a half.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.